the two hands on my neck, they will break into pieces. All the little fragile pieces, all the pieces, the pieces. This is television, tell me now. This is television, tell me now. This is television, tell me now. This is television, tell me
CITR 101.9. This is the Discord Radio Show, and we are, well, I am back. Good to be back.
Welcome back, Wade.
There you go. Try that.
Welcome back,
Wade.
Oh,
thank you very much. Thank you. And that we just heard, by the way, was Fine Times, who I will have the distinct pleasure of meeting and interviewing next Monday. Jeff and Matt from the guys Fine Times. So we're going to be featuring them in next month's issue. There you go, a little preview of things to come on the exciting Discorder, not only the radio show, but Discorder magazine. And that's what this show, of course, is all about. Connecting the physical magazine, print medium with the broadcast medium. CJ, how's your summer, buddy?
It's been great taking care of this baby that you are now hosting.
Yep. Taking care of business?
Absolutely. While you were out enjoying the Olympics?
It was a lot to be enjoyed, that's for sure. Yeah. What and some highlights of this past summer?
Well, we had Discorder editor Laurel Borman on our show talking to us live from that festival in Calgary that I forget now. And, of course, also talking about Artswells at Wells BC, and Magscene on Main, which was an event organized by our Discorder art editor Jazz Halloran.
Nice, good to get some of the Discorder crew some shout outs there. Maybe they're listening in the office around the corner. Yeah, lots of great festivals. Of course, that's what summer season's all about. I was at Live at Squamish upon my return from the UK. That was great. This weekend in Victoria is a great festival called Rifflandia. CJ, do you know much about it?
Sled Island. Sorry. Oh. Laurel Borman talked to us about Sled Island live from Calgary. Yes, Rifflandia.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's on this weekend in Victoria. Lots of big names, including Cake and the Flaming Lips out of the States, and lots of great up-and-coming Canadian talent. And even some Canadian, I guess, mainstays now, guys like Dan Mangan and Mother Mother. And I think we'll play a band right now that is a local favorite in Victoria that's the real up-and-comer, doing really well for themselves, and have a new album coming out in just 1 month's time, on October 16th.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, there you go. This is from their most recent album. It's Current Swell, Victoria's Own, playing this weekend at Rifflandia. And this is Long Time Ago, and you're listening to the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
back to my youth. I never really thought about the time. The thought of my dead calm was the last thing upon my mind, but that was a long
Sweet Sounds, A Current Swell, Victoria's Own, and they will be playing this weekend at Rifflandia Festival, namely Sunday afternoon on the main stage, the Royal Athletic Park main stage at 2:45. If you're going to be on the island, make sure you check that out. No doot. CJ, now that we're back, it's September. This is our first show of the, I guess, the new school year.
Yes.
And we were talking a bit off air, but one of the really exciting things that's happening in CITR land surrounding the start of the school year. What is that?
That would be Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. And I'm not unaware of the history of Shindig, but I do believe it's been around for at least a decade, a couple of decades. And it is presented by CITR 101.9 and Discorder magazine.
And we can give you a bit of recent history. We know that last fall, the band Sleuth was the winner. What they do is it's every Tuesday at the Railway Club, yes. Which is at Seymour and Dunsmuir. It started up last night actually, and it will run up until the first Tuesday in December. I think that's the 6th this year.
Yes,
maybe. The 4th or the 6th? I know it's an even, not an odd.
The last battle would be November 6th, and then there would be a final.
Right, they have kind of a... it's sort of like a playoff sort of down the wire.
So each battle would be three bands per night, every Tuesday night, till November 6th, and then the final three get decided.
Cool.
I think.
And then, last year we had Sleuth was the winner. The gold.
Yeah.
I'll use fresh from my Olympic experience. Let's go gold, silver, bronze. Silver was Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
And from Birch to You,
yeah.
They were the bronze finishers. So we had a show last night. Unfortunately, neither of us were there, so we're not going to pretend to talk about it. We're just going to launch right into what's happening next
Tuesday.
But I do know
Shadows won that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well... I'm glad you're on the ball with that one.
Well,
CJ.
Station rumors say Shadows won that.
Rumor has it. And do we know much about Shadows?
Not at all, but we could play a song.
Well, that wasn't as part of the original plan. So why don't we play a song from a band that's going to be playing next week?
That's right.
Tell us who's on the lineup for next Tuesday night.
Well, next Tuesday night we have Nomadics, Sean Stibbards, and Teapot Hill all going at it. And what we're going to play next is Nomadics, who are sort of a garage garage rock, psychedelic rock group from Vancouver. And this is their track, Explorer.
On 101.9 CITR, the Discorder Radio Show. Okay, the Gnomatics with Explorers.
Yep.
I don't what's the consensus?
Let's ask our music manager.
Yeah,
here.
Sarah Cordingly is joining us.
All right, since good you needed you somebody that actually went to Shindig last night, I did in fact go to Shindig last night.
How was it?
It was Shindig. It was funny, and you know, it was the first one, so. You know, we're warming up. Wasn't a ton of people there. Two out of three of the bands were very, very young. So perhaps not able to pull much of a bar crowd, really.
Mm. How young are we talking?
I don't know their actual ages, but I...
Were they popping pimples on stage?
Pimples may have popped, yeah. Cut losses were pretty cutesy young little guys. Maybe I would say 17. I think there was at least one 17-year-old, you know, and they had to kind of be slightly supervised and were taken home by their parents.
Oh, that's so cute.
Quite early in the evening.
I just want to reach over and pinch their little cheeks. It was, I haven't seen them. Their little acne-filled cheeks.
But you know what? They were good. Like, if I was that good at anything when I was their age, like, I'd be way a step ahead of anything right now. So, they didn't win. But although Shadows, who did win, were very young as well. I think there was at least a couple of them that were under 19. And kind of doing interesting stuff and pushing some limits and really rocking out and really confident. And, you know, they knew how to play their instruments for sure. So
that's good to
they
know.
They were good.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they know about CITR at that age.
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like we're pulling in those young kids. Mm-hmm.
Go CITR. A little pass in the back.
No kidding. Yeah. If I could have listened to campus radio when I was a young kid, like, I just feel like it would have been such a good experience, you know? It's like, I lived in a small town. It was
What small town was that?
Vernon, oh. British Columbia. Yeah.
Interesting. Which we're going to get into talking about next is a tour that's going through the Okanagan as we speak, but please continue.
Oh, wow. Good segue.
That was a great
pre-segue.
Yeah. Planting seeds for a future segue.
Battle of the Bands, where I grew up, I remember, and that's part of why I think Shindig's kind of funny and cute, because it's a battle of the bands for adults, which I don't know, it seems like kind of a young kid thing. So it was this week and Shadows won, and there were definitely some hurt feelings and some words, some utterances, some jokes for beer, some offensive ones, some Ben Lies penis jokes, which are highly encouraged and hilarious. Although this was a pretty good one, I think. He put some thought into it. So I don't know if listeners have been to Shindig, but there's always jokes for beer. So you get to get up on stage, tell your joke, and if you get a laugh, you get a free beer. And then if someone steals your punchline, they get the beer. So, yeah, kind of lackluster jokes yesterday, but hopefully you guys will bring it next week, and we'll have some more competitive jokes happening.
Cool. That's a cool little subplot to the whole.
It's the best part of Shindig. That's why I go.
And, you know,
I missed one of my favorite bands, Grass Widow, played last night, and I missed it mostly because I forgot, but also because I just love Shindig so much.
Nice. There you go. And so it's great that you came on, not only because it's good to see you again and have you on the show, but you know, what a great way to start off the first Discord show of the school year to really give us some real solid first-person insight from the whole Shindig buzz.
Absolutely. The Shindig Report.
Awesome.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, there we go. We'll have to bring you on for some future Shindig reports.
Absolutely.
Now, back to the segue. Although it's not that. It's,
speaking of the Okanagan. Yeah.
Glad to see all the Peachland people are back in their homes, by the way.
That's true.
As an aside. Okay, but back to the music. Have you guys heard of Job Fest? Rock your future. It's this tour going on throughout the fall through all of BC. They're going to dozens of communities. And this week, they're in the Okanagan. They're actually going to be in Salmon Arm tomorrow night. It's basically this promotional sort of tour where they've got a big 10x10 tent, and they've got all this information about different careers. It's basically...
they've got a tent?
They got a tent.
Holy
oh, yeah.
Smokes.
They got a tent and some free lollies and some buttons and... I think some wristbands. The Vancouver setup was at Robson Square. They even had some free fruit, which was delicious. But aside from all that, it is a great event for BC's youth to come and get a. It's an event full of inspiring youth stories, interactive career discovery, as well as indie bands. There's the kicker. There's the musical connection. And on this tour, we've had Acres of Lions, Halfway to Hollywood, Oh No Yoko. And this band, who played the shows in Vancouver last weekend. They're called Band Sinister. And here they are right now on CITR 119, the Discorder radio show. Giving It a Rest. That's Ben Sinister. That's a great tune. Great band. Mm-hmm. And a great cause. Job Fest. Rock Your Future. Those guys, part of the tour. I played Vancouver dates last week. Yeah, so this is the Discord Radio Show. We're almost about out of time. I thought that it would be a good chance. This would be a good opportunity for us to talk about our cover band this week. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Which is known as Gang Signs. Yo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gang Signs, mofo.
East Side.
Actually, they're from the West Side. Actually, no, I think they are from the
they
East
are
Side.
From the East Side.
They
are from
the East Side. That's true. Because their jam space is on East 2nd, it said here. But I can do the West Side fingers better than the East Side.
East Side.
Well, actually, just got to turn it to the left.
Yeah, three.
okay, so Gang Signs. Three guys. We've got...
No, one's a girl.
Oh, is it really? It's, you know what? I actually thought the guy with the long hair was a girl at first, so like, that's what got confused me.
Yeah,
that's true. You know, that would probably be Matea. So Matea Saranac, she's part of the band along with Adam Fink and Peter Rick. And they were featured there on the front cover. It's a really cool looking cover this month as well. It's kind of a bit of a faded sort of.
Pink.
Yeah. It's kind of like almost kind of a black and whitish kind of vibe, but with the pink hue kind of filling in for the white.
And if you notice what they're holding on their chest is, looks like hair, but it's not. If you read,
is that fake chest hair?
No, the interview is really hilarious. Actually, that is black moss, and they were challenged to eat it.
And what happened there? What was the result?
The drummer did, and he said it didn't taste like anything.
He's got to be the dude with the long hair, eh?
No, he's the short hair dude.
Oh, really? The guy with the long hair just looks like a drummer.
I'm not sure.
For those that are listening and have no idea what we're talking about, pick up a copy of this month's Discorder. It's available here at the CITR office, second floor of the sub.
Or anywhere, a lot of places on campus.
Yeah. But pick it up, check it out. Yeah. And in the meantime, why don't we play something from these guys? And we'll just give you a quick little tickle your fancy with Gang Signs music. They've said that they've got a bit of a lo-fi electro that has been dubbed by listeners as quote unquote slacker dance. So it's like if you want to dance, you can, but you don't have to. So that's what they're saying about their music. So without further ado, let's play. From their self-titled EP, let's play this track. It's called Counting on You. Gang Signs. Feature this month on the Discord Radio Show, on the Discord Magazine, I should say. And here they are on the Discord Radio Show 1019 CI. Oops. Let's hold on a second. I was just saying to CJ how this has been a pretty smooth show, and so far we haven't messed up at all. But there you go. There's our first technical mishap. These things happen. Okay, here we go. Gang Signs.
On CITR.
She was his best friend. They made a blood match. Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with 9 stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.